apokalipse.
First of all, I have to give glory and honor to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for grace and for mercy, which I am in great need of.
Blessed is the kingdom of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the
Pomaže Bog, dragi slušaoci. Dobrodošli u novo izdanje emisije Djeca apokalipse, djeca otkrivenja. U današnjoj emisiji govorit ćemo o glumcu Jonathanu Jacksonu i njegovom teškom putu ka pravoslavlju. Prateći naš program i emisiju Djeca apokalipse, djeca otkrivenja, već ste imali priliku da čujete da je popularni američki glumac Jonathan Jackson javno ispovjedio pravoslavlje, i to kada je u Los Angelesu održana 39. godišnjica ceremonije uručenja nagrada Dnevna premija Emija, a u okviru koje se nagrađuju najbolje televizijske emisije dnevnog programa u Sjedinjenim Američkim Državama. Jonathan Jackson, holivudski glumac, je dobio nagradu Emmy kao najbolji glumac dramskog serijala za ulogu u projektu Glavna bolnica. Mi ćemo u današnjoj emisiji čuti šta je on rekao prilikom dodjele Emmy nagrade, a Hollywood je to prokomentarisao kao do sada nečuveno. Zahvaljuje se Ocu, Sinu i Svetome Duhu, kumu i monasima na Svetoj Gori koji se mole za sav svijet. Također danas donosimo i fragmente intervjua sa Jacksonom koji je dao američkom pravoslavnom radiju Ancient Faith Radio, a prenosi ruski sajt Pravoslavlje i mir. Sa ruskog jezika fragmente ovog intervjua je prevela Marija Živković.
Something I may not know, and there are some places, oh Lord, I cannot go. But I am sure one thing. That God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. Yes, God is real. Oh, He's real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. Oh, His love for me is just like pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. Yes, God is real. Oh, yes, God is real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. Him in my soul.
Djeca apokalipse.
Kao što smo i najavili, dragi slušalci, sada ćemo čuti kako je između ostalog protekla 39. godišnjica ceremonije uručenja Emmy nagrade u Los Angelesu, a u okviru koje se nagrađuju najbolje televizijske emisije dnevnog programa u Sjedinjenim Američkim Državama. Kao što ste čuli, nagradu Emmy je dobio holivudski glumac Jonathan Jackson kao najbolji glumac dramskog serijala za ulogu u projektu Glavna bolnica, General Hospital. Pošto je objavljeno ime pobjednika kada je Jackson izašao da dobije nagradu, on je šokirao sve prisutne i milione gledalaca koji su gledali show preko televizijskih ekrana. Glumac se prekrstio i ispovjedio vjeru u Svetu Trojicu, a također se zahvalio monasima Svete Gore koji se mole za čitav svijet.
The nominees for Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Drama Series are Bradford Anderson, General Hospital, Matthew Ashford, Days of Our Lives, Sean Blakemore, General Hospital, Jonathan Jackson, General Hospital, Jason Thompson, General Hospital,
and the Emmy goes to Jonathan Jackson, General Hospital.
The second year in a row that Jonathan has won the Emmy for Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Drama, and it brings his Emmy total to five.
Thank you so much. Wow, it doesn't get any easier. It's been 19 years since I started as Lucky Spencer, and I feel just about the same as I did when I was 11 years old. First of all, I have to give glory and honor to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for grace and for mercy, which I am in great need of. This is a testament to Anthony Geary and his humility and his love and graciousness towards me. I want to thank Rebecca Herbst, all the actors of General Hospital, the directors, Jill Farron Phelps, Bob Guza, my wife Elisa, my children, Caleb, Adora, and Titus, my parents, my brother and sister. I just have so many people to thank. My godfather, Gary Hart. It's an incredible thing that we do, putting 60 to 80 pages a day on the air. It's insane. And I'm humbled to be here. So thank you all very much. Thank you to the Academy. And also thank you to all the monks on Mount Athos who are ceaselessly praying for the life of the world. Thank you.
Jonathan Jackson se rodio u porodici adventista, ali prešao i u pravoslavlje zajedno sa svojom porodicom. Prema njegovim riječima, on je htio biti sa onima koji ne izgovaraju mnogo riječi, već daju prioritet molitvi. Ljepotu pravoslavlja može svako da osjeti. Ako si po rođenju čovjek druge tradicije ili pripadaš drugom mentalitetu, onda nije najjednostavnije da pređeš u pravoslavlje. Ali onaj ko ima snage da prevaziđe sebe, dobit će pravu radost i blagoslov, rekao je Jonathan Jackson, a prenosi vodič kroz Svetu Goru. Sada ćemo čuti fragmente intervjua sa Jonathanom Jacksonom, koji je dao američkom pravoslavnom radiju Ancient Faith Radio. Njegov put ka pravoslavlju je bio težak, a njegova priča o vjeri i crkvi je veoma duboka i poučna.
Well, both of my parents were raised Seventh-day Adventists.
Okay.
About probably four generations on each side, Seventh-day Adventist. So I grew up with that as part of my Christian upbringing until probably about the age 9 or 10.
Moji roditelji su četvrta generacija adventista Sedmog dana. Do devete godine i mene su vaspitavali kao adventist, a zatim su roditelji počeli da napuštaju tu denominaciju. Prešli smo da živimo u Los Angeles i ja sam počeo da igram u glavnoj bolnici. U Los Angelesu nismo imali hram i zato sam sa bratom slušao razne propovjedi. Takav je bio naš duhovni život. Do 16. sam slušao propovjedi i čitao apologetske knjige o hrišćanstvu. Neke propovjedi su me vrlo duboko dirnule i Bog je u mom životu zauzeo veoma važno mjesto. Počeo sam da čitam Casey Lewisa, klasično hrišćanstvo, razvod braka i druge knjige.
And started reading apologetic spiritual Christian focused books probably when I was 12 or 13. And a couple of the sermons really cut me deep when I was 12 or 13, and that was really when my life started getting directed towards my relationship with God in a very serious way, and started reading C.S. Lewis, Mere Christianity, and The Great Divorce, and all of those great books.
Excellent stuff.
And that really put me on a path, you know, around 12 or 13 years old. So, still wasn't going to church. I did not see the purpose in it. It made no sense to me.
Yeah.
I loved God, loved Jesus, but church was just an absolutely confusing.
Nisam vidio smisla odlaska u crkvu. Volio sam Boga, volio Hrista, ali nisam shvatao zašto je potrebna crkva. Zapravo, ako mogu i kod kuće da slušam propovjedi i da čitam knjige, zašto ići još negdje? Ali sa druge strane imao sam osjećanje udaljenosti. Nisam htio da pripadam nekoj denominaciji. Htio sam da pripadam čitavom hrišćanstvu. Ja nisam znao šta je to Vaseljenska crkva. Ali osjećao sam da mi je veoma blizak Lewis, Englez i Anglikanac.
So denominations just seem completely strange to me, to be honest. And then around 17 years old, we actually did start to find some church groups, and that was more of in the charismatic.
Sa 17 godina počeo sam da kontaktiram sa raznim crkvenim grupama koje su bile karizmatičnije i van denominacije. U našoj kući je čak bila crkva. Dolazili su nam pastori i 15 do 20 glumaca dolazilo je na bogosluženje vikendom. Oženio sam se tek što sam napunio 20 godina. U junu ove godine bilo je 10 godina od kad sam u braku. Moja žena je također igrala u glavnoj bolnici, ali mi smo jedno drugo primijetili na dodjeli Emmy nagrada. Zahvalio sam Kristu dobivši nagradu i nju je to zapanjilo. Ona je tada preživljavala period udaljavanja od Boga i vjere. Sada imamo troje djece.
I moved back up to Washington State after I got married. I got married, it'll be 10 years in June. Young marriage and, you know, I already have 3 kids. I have an 8-year-old, a 6-year-old and a 17-month-old.
So, thank God.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Charismatic movement, you know, for 10 years, really. I mean, that was, and there were some beautiful, amazing experiences. There was something that I think that many people in the charismatic movement would...
U harizmatskom pokretu sam bio oko 10 godina i ubijeđen sam da mnogi od njih otkrivaju pravoslavlje, jer mnoštvo toga iz njihovog učenja odstupa od djelovanja Duha Svetoga. Oni odriču misticizam i čuda. Ali većina od njih iskreno želi da se sretne sa Bogom i pozna ga. Harizmati nemaju crkvenu tradiciju i zato oni stvaraju nove tradicije, ali na svoj način traže Boga i uvjeren sam da će mnogi naći odgovore na svoja pitanja u drevnoj vjeri, u pravoslavlju. To će biti kao put kući. Tako sam ja to doživio.
They're searching for that encounter.
Yeah.
And I think that many of them would find a lot of answers in the ancient faith and would find a home. I mean, certainly has been like that for me.
stand up the line, and I thank you for bringing me here, for showing me home, for singing these tears. Finally, I found that I belong
Apocalypse.
Nastavljamo, poštovani slušalci, da vam emitujemo fragmente intervjua sa Jonathanom Jacksonom. Inače, on je ovaj intervju dao za američki pravoslavni radio Ancient Faith Radio. Sada slušate o njegovom putu ka pravoslavlju.
And in terms of how it all started, you know, how did that transition happen? I was sent to Romania to work on a film. I was there for about 3.5 months.
And what film was
Bucharest.
This?
It's a funny story. It's a movie that ended up being called The Seeker, The Dark is Rising. And it's interesting because I had a great role, co-starring role, but very, important to the film. It was, based on a book. And I was there for 3.5 months, shot everything. And when they were editing the movie, the studio ended up wanting to cut my entire character out of the film. But I think I was sent there for another reason.
Yeah.
And
Providence.
Yes.
Ovakav je bio moj put u pravoslavlje. Zbog snimanja filma otputovao sam u Rumuniju. 3.5 mjeseca sam živio u Bukureštu. Imao sam ulogu u poznatom filmu Dizanje tame. Ali na kraju snimanja moja uloga je potpuno izrezana. Mislim da sam se zadesio u Rumuniji zbog nečega drugog. Bio sam sa ženom i sa dvoje djece. Međutim, ja nisam tamo otkrio pravoslavlje. Sve staro meni je izgledalo ogromno i veoma religiozno. Ulazio sam u pravoslavne crkve, veoma male. Unutra je sve bilo u zlatu i sasvim neobično. I meni i ženi se pravoslavlje učinilo kao čudni rođak katolicizma.
It was kind of the awkward cousin of Roman Catholicism. That was all we thought of.
Prvi put su nas sasvim opljačkali cigani. Tako srdačan doček.
And the first thing that happened when we exited is that we got mugged by gypsies. No joke. So it was a quite welcome to Romania. My wife's Italian. We thought, hey, let's go to Rome.
Yeah, it's not that far
away. It's not that far away. So, you know, we'd already been in Bucharest for like 2 months, I think, at that time.
Moja žena je rodom iz Italije.
So we go to Rome,
i odlučili smo da otputujemo u Rim. I ono što sam vidio u Rimu može se opisati kao: čekaj malo, nisam mogao ni da zamislim kako je ovdje sve toliko blisko hrišćanstvu. Mislio sam da će me Rim ugušiti svojom starom religioznošću, ali sve se pokazalo obratno.
Oppressive religious place, it has to be. Well, it was the exact opposite. Yeah. I got there, it was Palm Sunday. And it was just incredible. You know, palm branches were lined up on the streets.
Bila je cvjetna sedmica, govorio je Papa Benedikt, palmove grančice su bile postavljene na ulicama. Bili smo tri kvarta od katedrale Svetog Petra i Pavla i to je bilo čarobno, zaista duboko. Vidjeli smo krst i pogodilo nas je što smo bili mučenici za Hrista. Jedna je stvar čitati o tome u knjizi, a sasvim druga biti fizički na tom mjestu i razumjeti ga.
So that was the trip that awakened something in me. I thought I have to learn more about my faith, more about Christian history.
Tada sam shvatio da moram više da znam o hrišćanstvu i počeo sam da čitam knjigu Gonzalesa, Istorija hrišćanstva. Ali tamo nije bilo ni riječi o pravoslavlju, samo o katolicima i protestantima.
I read the first book and yeah, he's a Protestant individual, but it really opened my eyes to Christian history. So that was the rabbit hole, because once you open that door and you go, well, wait a second.
Yeah.
Where did this all come? You know, there was funny because I read him, because this actually what happened was, because I'd gone to Rome and the history books I started reading, they were all either Catholic or Protestant. There was almost no mention of Orthodox.
Yeah, we're invisible.
Of the Eastern Church, right?
We're invisible.
I spent 3 years reading, intentionally reading history, Christian history, and encountered almost nothing about the Eastern Church. Mm-hmm. Because they're all written by Western.
Za tri godine intenzivnog čitanja o istoriji hrišćanstva nisam našao skoro nijedne napomene o istočnoj crkvi. I tako sam zaključio da drevna crkva potiče iz Rima. Pročitao sam Chestertona, pročitao 15 knjiga Pape Benedikta, izvanredne knjige, ali mnogo toga iz katolicizma nisam mogao da prihvatim, na primjer, nepogrešivost pape, posebno imajući u vidu da je ta stavka zvanično priznata kasno, oko 1870. godine.
Things like papal infallibility, especially how late that became an official doctrine, like around 1870 or something, that was kind of interesting to me. Because I was looking for, you know, the continuity, the history of the faith. And I finally, after 3 years, came to this turning point where I thought, okay, you know, because my wife and I, we started going to some Catholic masses, and I went to, you know, probably 12 over the course of that journey. And it was interesting because I went there and I was very moved by the Holy Spirit, you know, just moved. And I thought, wow, I'm in the presence of, this is a historic faith. But I felt like I was almost in the history of the Middle Ages.
Sa ženom sam posjećivao katoličke mise. Bili smo na otprilike 12 misa i to je bilo interesantno i osjetio sam da je to istorijska vjera. Tada sam postavio pitanje da li da primim katolicizam, ali bilo je mnogo stvari koje nisam mogao da podijelim. I počeo sam da molim Boga da mi otvori treća vrata. Rekao sam, ja ne razumijem protestantizam, jer moj dom razdijeljen unutra ne može da se održi. A samo u Americi ima 23.000 denominacija. Kako to staviti u korelaciju sa tim da je u prvom vijeku bila samo jedna vjera? Da, bilo je mnogo jeresi, ali Vaseljenska crkva je bila jedna. I čak poslije cijepanja Rima, ipak je sebe smatrala jednom crkvom. Čak je Luter bio pokušaj povratka Svetoj katoličkoj i apostolskoj crkvi. Molio sam se i pamtim mnogo mračnih noći koje su bile slične tamnoj noći duše, a ja sam tako očajno htio da nađem samu crevnu crkvu.
Dark night of the soul, a tormenting search for truth, because I so desperately wanted the unity of the ancient faith.
Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own.
Them that's got shall get, them that's not shall lose. So the Bible says, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Yes, the strong gets more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grave. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Money, you've got lots of friends crowding round the door. When you're gone and spending ends, they don't come no more. Rich relations give crust of bread and such. You can help yourself, but don't take too much. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own.
Slijedi dio intervjua koji je naslovljen Crkva iz sna. Kakva je to crkva o kojoj je Jonathan Jackson sanjao?
So I came to the end of that search, and after about 3 years, and I finally, you know, was praying and just said, I guess at this point, because I can't fully embrace Roman Catholicism, I guess I'm going to...
3 godine traganja i riješio sam da, pošto ne mogu potpuno da prihvatim katoličanstvo, bit ću protestant bez državljanstva. I odjednom, ne znam kako, desilo se da sam pomislio, prije nego sasvim bacim sve i postanem protestant, moram još da čitam o velikom raskolu.
That's one thing I should probably, you know, all the Christian history I've been reading, I should look at this. As soon as I looked that up, it was like lightning. All of these things started to click. And
to je bilo kao bljesak munje.
It was like a blur.
Sve je počelo da se podudara. Čak ne znam ni kako se to desilo, ali ja sam skinuo na iPhone-u knjigu Pravoslavna crkva oca Johna McGuckina. Nisam mogao da se otrgnem. To je bila kulminacija mojih 4-godišnjih traganja.
The Orthodox Church.
Zatim knjige Vladike Kalista Vera, oca Aleksandra Šmemana, oca Petra Gilkvista.
Alexander Schmemann, phenomenal book. Becoming Orthodox by Gilkvist. The Mountain of Silence. I can never remember the author's name.
Kyriakos Markidis.
Yeah, an Antiochian priest can help me out with it.
Kyriakos Markidis, yeah.
That book was phenomenal. Very transformative. So I started to Google, you know, churches, Orthodox churches. And
zatim sam na Google mapi počeo da tražim pravoslavne hramove. Našao sam nekoliko grčkih crkava i otišao sam u jednu od njih. Tamo je bila postarija žena, službenica. Kada sam pokucao, otvorila mi je vrata i pustila me unutra. Rekao sam, želim samo da pogledam hram, ali vrlo malo znam. Ona je rekla, uđite, nema nikoga. Jednostavno uđite i sve pogledajte. Bio sam sam, ćutao sam, okruživale su me ikone, sasvim meni nepoznate. I Hristos, svedržitelj, je bio tamo.
The first thing that came out of my mouth was an expletive, which probably wasn't the right thing, but
but what do you say when you're looking at the Lord God Almighty?
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, I was like, holy,
yeah.
That. And then I thought, wow, I probably shouldn't have said that. But I was so dumbfounded at what I felt. And that was the moment when I realized what I felt.
Prva riječ koja mi se otela iz usta bila je psovka. To je bilo pogrešno, ali bio sam tako impresioniran, bio sam toliko zapanjen. Shvatio sam da sam našao istinsku crkvu i bio sam među ikonama. I još sam shvatio da sam dugo prije toga sanjao pravoslavnu crkvu, kako sam je prvi put posjetio. Zatim sam bio u drugim hramovima i oni su se malčice razlikovali od toga što sam vidio u snu. Nastavio sam da tražim po internetu i našao sam crkvu Presvete Bogorodice u Silver Lake-u. I to je bila ta ista crkva. Tamo nije bilo klupa. A zapamtio sam da ni u snu nije bilo klupa. Svjetlost je probijala kroz prozore, ljudi su izlazili iz crkve, sve je bilo tajnovito. Evo je. Pozvonio sam na stojatelju ocu Johnu Stricklandu. On je također prešao u pravoslavlje i on je također iz Washingtona. Upoznali smo se i počeli da razgovaramo.
And as soon as I saw that, I thought, that was it. That was what I experienced.
Oh, wow.
So I called up, and the rector of the church, Father John Strickland, answered the phone. He had just been sent down 2 days prior from Seattle. He answered the phone, you know, and I could tell immediately this was the right place, you know, because he was a convert himself, both from Washington State, and we just hit it off. So I got some meetings with him, and then I brought my wife, Elisa, and we started connecting with him.
Επίσκεψε τον κόσμο σου εν ελέη και εκτιρμής, ύψωσον κέρας χριστιανών ορθοδόξων και κατάπεμψον εφημάς τα ελέη σου τα πλούσια. Πρεσβείες της Παρακράντου Δεσποίνης ημών Θεοτόκου και Αη Παρθένου Μαρίας, δυνάμει του Τιμίου και Ζωφίου Σταυρού, προστασίες των Τιμίων Επουρανίων δυνάμεων ασωμάτων, οικεσίες του Τιμίου ενδόξου προφήτου προδρόμου και βαπτιστού Ιωάννου, των Αγίων ενδόξων και πανεφήμων Αποστόλων, της Αγίας ενδόξου Μυροφόρου και εις Αποστόλου Μαρίας της Μαγδαληνής, των Αγίων ενδόξων και καλλινίκων μαρτύρων, των Οσίων και Θεοφόρων πατέρων ημών, του Οσίου και Θεοφόρου Πατρός ημών Σίμωνος του Μυροβλήτου, του Κετήτωρος της Αγίας Μονής Ταφής, των Αγίων και Δικαίων Θεοπατώρων Ιωακήμ και Άνης και πάντων σου των Αγίων. Ικετεύομαι σε μόνε πολύ ελέη Κύριε, επάκουσον ημών των αμαρτωλών δεωμένων σου και ελέησον ημάς.
Κύριε, Oh.
και φιλανθρωπία του μονογενού σου Υιού μεθου ευλογητώσει. Συν το Παναγίο και αγαθό και ζωπαιό σου πνεύματι, νυν και αΐ και εις τους αιώνας των αιώνων.
Γιέτσα Αποκαλύψε.
Slijedi jedan dio, poštovani slušaoci, sada intervjua gdje glumac Jonathan Jackson kaže kako je doživio prvu svetu službu Božiju.
The first service I actually went to there was I was all by myself because I was, you know, still scouting this out, and it was interesting because the first reaction I had when I entered into the church, I got this very,
a onda je bila prva služba. I moja prva misao kada sam ušao u hram bila je odlazi, bježi, prosto odlazi, ne treba, ti ne treba da budeš ovdje. To je bilo čudno, ali ja sam pomislio da je to bio Božji glas. Ho, skoro sam sav bio znoja, to je bilo veoma jako osjećanje. Nikoga nisam poznavao u hramu. Bilo mi je neprijatno, bio sam stranac, ali sam zatim jasno osjetio da je Sveti Duh kazao, ostani do kraja i onda ćeš razumjeti svoja osjećanja.
So I was like, okay, I can do this, I can do this. So the first 45 minutes was just absolute discomfort. It's like, run, leave, get out of here now, kind of a thing. I thought, what on earth? But that's not, I don't think that's from God, but man, what is going on here?
Yeah.
So the incredible thing was, stay for the whole thing, and then you'll know how you feel. 45 minutes into it, something happened. The whole room, like, transformed.
Ali you know, prvih 45 minuta bilo je veoma neprijatno.
From one extreme,
a nakon 45 minuta se nešto desilo. Prostorija se preobrazila. Poslije besjede, poslije molitve za oglašene, sve se preobrazilo. Počela je hirulimka. Otkrio se raj u kojem ja stojim. Za to vrijeme ja sam prošao put od idi odavde do suza koje su lile po obrazima. Nikada nisam vidio da se ljudi tako jednim srcem mole sa takvim usrđem. Jednostavno, nikad nisam vidio. Ljudi su se krstili. Gospode, pomiluj. Gospode, pomiluj. Prosto mi se disanje prekidalo.
Praying to God with such humility. I just had never seen it. And it took my breath away to see people crossing themselves, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. And it wasn't the self-flagellation, I'm a worm kind of repentance.
Yeah, no.
It wasn't. Yeah. It was not. It was a repentance that was somehow connected to joy.
I to nije bilo samo uniženje, pokajanje. Ja sam crv. To je bilo radosno pokajanje. Drugim riječima, direktna veza sa Bogom. Nikada tako nešto nisam vidio. Suze su mi lile niz lice i molio sam se. Sve što želim je prosto da budem ovdje, a ostalo nije važno. Hoću da budem ovdje sa tim jednim tijelom. Tijelom Hristovim. To nije bilo lako, ali ovo je bio prelomni trenutak.
The body of Christ. And at that point, it wasn't easy from that point. There was a lot of uncomfortable.
No, it's never easy. It's never easy.
But that was certainly a pivotal moment. Now, and I don't want to bag on the Roman Catholics too much. I mean, I have a lot of respect for them.
Tada sa mnom nije bila žena, ali kasnije sam ju upoznao sa ocem Johnom. Pokazao nam je hram, ona je vidjela ikone. to ju je uplašilo. Oni nas osuđuju, rekla je. Da, to je strašno. I treba da razumijete da za one koji su odrasli u katoličkom ili protestantskom okruženju, sve se ovo prihvata kroz prizmu onoga šta je bilo u katoličanstvu ili protestantizmu. Ja uvažavam katolicizam, družim se sa katolicima, ali postoji razlika. Legalno poimanje spasenja, na primjer. Sve sam dijelio sa ženom, sve što sam pročitao. I ona je počela da se interesuje. Bio je veliki post i ja sam odlučio da postim. U to vrijeme dobili smo treće dijete i ona nije mogla da posti kao ja. Bilo je teško i naš Vaskrs nije bio baš najbolji. Ali to je dio puta. Sada je moja žena sasvim uključena. Spremala se da ide u crkvu na nedjelju praštanja, ali nije mogla zbog bebe. Pozvonila mi je plačući. Veoma je željela da bude u hramu.
And so she had to miss it because of the baby and she called me on the phone just crying because she wanted to be there.
Slušamo šta je Jonathan Jackson rekao u ovom intervju iz kojeg mi prenosimo fragmente.
I started acting, like I said, when I was around 11, and
that was on General Hospital then.
Yeah.
Okay.
And pretty early on, my brother.
Za mene je teško pitanje bilo to što sam glumac. Jer ja imitiram ljude. Ali me umiruje to što je Hristos učio kroz poređenja i priče. I tako se ja odnosim prema glumi, kao umjetnosti pričanja, pokušavajući da predstavim život iskreno, kako bih doveo ljude od ogledala, pokazao im neko iskustvo. Na primjer, ako u priči ima osvete, to može biti veoma ružno, ali to može biti veoma šekspirovski, veoma biblijski.
And it's very Shakespearean, it's very biblical. But the beautiful thing about that is let's say that in your heart you have this seed of anger or bitterness towards someone and you have an instinct towards some sort of vengeance, not in any grandiose way, but you see a film that shows it in a grandiose way and all of a sudden you realize, wow, look at what that
Sviđa mi se kada čovjek u kome postoji sjeme zlobe ili gnjeva vidi preuveličane posljedice toga na ekranu i shvati. Eto šta zloba može da učini sa čovjekom. Ili, na primjer, narkomanija. Možda, kada čovjek vidi istiniti film o narkomanu, on će dva puta porazmisliti da li da proba narkotike.
You know, one of the other books I read by the Ecumenical Patriarch of Constantinople, Bartholomew, was Encountering the Mystery.
Oh, sure, sure, sure.
Which was really beautiful. And so stories, I think, they do that for people. And the other one was Dostoevsky. It was a huge influence. Because I got into him when I was a teenager, actually.
Na mene je veoma jako uticao Dostojevski. Počeo sam da ga čitam kao adolescent, a on je pisao zaista strašnim stvarima, ali iz perspektive
svjetlosti. Very dark, very disturbed roles. And yet,
kao glumac, igrao sam serijske ubice, samoubice, zavisnike od heroina. Uopšte, većina mojih uloga su mračne, ali uvijek sam se trudio da prikažem tamu iz svijetle perspektive, da bi to bila nauka za druge ljude.
God willing, be some form of deliverance or enlightenment for people.
Helpless, helpless, helpless.
Sada ćemo čuti ujedno i posljednji dio ovog intervjua gdje glumac Jonathan Jackson govori o liturgiji.
One of the things that really struck me the first service I went to was when the priest who was, you know, Father John, in the middle of the service, they come out and he bowed and said, "Forgive me, brothers and sisters."
Zadivilo me je da je na prvoj službi na kojoj sam bio, otac John izašao iz oltara, uklonio se i kazao, "Oprostite mi, braćo i sestre." To me prosto okrenulo. Na zapadu sveštenik je klerikal i nalazi se iznad svih. On je posrednik između čovjeka i Boga, a ovo je bilo potpuno drugačije. Čovjek i Bog. To je sveštenstvo zasnovano na smirenju, služenju, na tome da se bude odraz i ikona Hrista. Nije stvar u konkretnoj ličnosti. Otac John je smiren, to je u sistemu, u tradiciji. Porazile su me riječi ispovijesti. Ne, ti si bijedni grešnik i ja ti opraštam. Nego, mi smo u istom čamcu. Mi stojimo pred sudijom koji će opet doći.
I'm thankful for the Orthodox Church because it's given me a home and a place to
zahvalan sam pravoslavnoj crkvi. Ovdje sam našao dom, otkrio smirenje, a to je prava bitka.
Give me a home.
While the stone was sealed by the Jews and the soldiers were guarding thy most pure body, thou didst arise on the third day, O Savior, granting life to the world, for which cause thy heavenly powers cried aloud unto thee, O giver of life, glory to thy resurrection of Christ, glory to thy kingdom, glory to thy cross.
Dok ste pratili ove fragmente intervjua Jonathana Jacksona, imali ste priliku da čujete Mahalia Jackson i My God is Real, zatim Billie Holiday i God Bless the Child, Depeche Mode i pjesmu Home, Neil Younga i Helpless, pojanje monaha manastira Simono Petre, kao i vizantijsko pojanje na engleskom jeziku.
Apokalipsa.
Seem like I've been down this way before. Is there any truth in that, Señor? Señor, Señor, do you know where she's hiding? How long are we gonna be right? How long must I keep my eyes glued to the door?
Pjesmom Signor Bob Dylana privodimo kraju naše današnje druženje kroz emisiju Djeca apokalipse, djeca otkrivenja. Danas smo slušali fragmente intervjua glumca Jonathana Jacksona i njegovom putu ka pravoslavlju. Vama i ove nedelje na pažnji zahvaljuju vladika pakračko-slavonski gospodin Jovan iz studija na Cetinju Vesna Krivčević. Do sljedećeg susreta s Bogom.
I can see that painted wagon, smell the tail of the dragon. Can't stand the suspense anymore. And you tell me who to contact here, Señor.
Apokalipsa.